Brilliance Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Garden of Last Days by André Debussy III, performed by Dan John Miller. For Larry Brown. Late Summer, 01. Thursday. April drove north on Washington Boulevard in the late afternoon heat. She passed housing developments behind acacia and cedar trees, Spanish moss hanging from their limbs like strings of dead spiders. Between her legs was the black coffee she'd bought at the mobile station on the way out of town, and it was too hot to drink, the sun still shining bright over the Gulf and blinding her from the side like something she should have seen coming, like Jean getting laid up and now there's no one to watch Franny and no calling in sick at the Puma. And little Franny was strapped in her car seat in the back, tired and happy, with no idea how different tonight will be, how strange it could be. But even in September, Thursday was a big money night, 700 to 800 take-home, and that's what April concentrated on as she drove, Franny's chin starting to loll against her chest. April made herself think of that fat roll of 10s and 20s she'd have at closing, how she'd fold it into the front pocket of her jeans, then go to the house mom's office, off the dressing room, and give Tina 100 before she found Franny in her PJs on Tina's brown vinyl couch. And she'd try not to think of the walls above Tina's desk, covered with dancers' schedules and audition Polaroids of naked women, some of them under postcards from girls who came and went. In the corner were a small TV and VCR, where once Lewis kept playing a porno.